Happy podcast day, everybody. It's Nicole here. How are you? It is good to be with you today. We are entering spring. Spring of 2019, a very exciting time. A time when the consciousness of our planet is rising and growing and shifting, and I feel it. I hope you feel it too, because it's pretty spectacular, I gotta tell you. It's making space for work like mine. It's making space for people to lay down their fear and their doubt and their defensiveness and understand that we live in a mind-body system, and if they really want to be well, they might have to open their minds and adjust their willingness and realize that there are ways to heal that they may not have been able to accept in the past. Maybe they haven't had these tools, had this information, but I'm feeling really positive lately. I'm feeling like the winds of change are shifting, and the messages like mine are going to be more accessible to huge groups of people, and that makes me feel really positive. So I'm grateful for that today. Before I get to the meat and potatoes of this episode, which is going to be an interview I did in New York City last week with the lovely Shoshana Bean, Broadway actress, and you'll hear all about her story when we talk, I wanted to take a moment to answer some frequently asked questions about my Omega retreat this summer, because I'm getting a lot of emails, and I feel like the best way to answer questions that are coming in so regularly is to take a forum like this where a lot of people can hear it and answer them. I'm also going to probably take the time to do a YouTube video about this, because so many people are asking me, and I know not everybody is listening on every platform, so you may see me there as well. But in any case, so let me just say, in case you've never heard of this, my Omega Retreat is a 5-day total transformation retreat that I am headlining up at the Omega Institute for Holistic Studies, and that is this July 21st through the 26th. This summer in upstate New York, in Rhinebeck, New York. So the first question I've had from people, because people are getting in touch with me from all over the world, is they're scared of coming to New York, which is really cute, because I understand New York is a very intimidating place, but not New York State. New York State is not intimidating at all. New York City might be for those people who are not city folk and are not confident in navigating a city on their own. But I just want to be clear, because people are coming from all over, that New York State, meaning Rhinebeck, New York, which is a couple hours north of New York City, is not a difficult place to navigate. It's basically the country. It's beautiful rolling hills and small towns and quaint sort of countryside beauty. It's not the bustling city. So although the retreat is in New York, it is not in New York City. It is up in Rhinebeck. Check out, I think their website is eomega.org, but you just can Google the Omega Institute for Holistic Studies and you will find their website and you will be able to see pictures of the retreat space. It is not New York City. It is a beautiful park-like setting with cabins and a dining hall that we all meet at for meals, and beautiful organic food and walking trails and a lake and yoga and meditation. It's a very peaceful place. So that's the first question I've been getting a lot of. Second question I've been getting a lot of is, what exactly is this retreat? Because I tend to be naive. I tend to be a naive person that I think if I understand people, I mean something, that other people will understand it. And I apologize for that, because I guess that's a little bit self-centered. I didn't mean it, but I think I'm like that. So I say an Omega retreat and I figure people understand what that is. And I've gotten a lot of questions about the specifics of the retreat. So obviously I need to be more clear. So thank you guys, all of you who have asked me those questions. So here's how my Omega retreat will go. I can't speak for every one of them, but it's 5 days. And so it begins on Monday morning and it ends on Friday at noon. And like I said, it's July 21st through the 26th. I am going to be present at the entire thing. So except to go to the bathroom, I will not be leaving the room. So a lot of people see that I have other guest instructors joining me and they say, but Nicole, I want to come study with you. I don't want, you know, I don't want these other people. How much am I going to be seeing you in the room? And the answer is 100%. The reason I'm bringing guest instructors is because you cannot sit and listen to me drone on for 5 days, morning, afternoon. Even though you might say you could, I don't have enough to say for 5 days straight. And everything that I do is to bring in the best practices for every mind, body, spirit aspect of life. So I will probably be opening every day with a couple hours of direct interaction with me on the stage, me talking, answering questions, you know, giving lectures and us interacting. It's going to be very intimate. I have no idea how many people are going to come. If it's 10 people, we're going to sit in a circle. And if it's 100 people, I'll be standing on a stage and using a mic. But it doesn't matter. I'm going to be so present and so accessible and so with you the entire time. It's just going to be a big, you know, a big group of us being together. So the guest instructors are there to make this a transformative whole mind, body, spirit experience. So Athena is an energy mover. She is the most magical person. Her energy itself is worth being around, but she also has a whole practice which has to do with journeying and shamanic healing and understanding how to shift our energy. She has a really beautiful connection to the divine. And even if you're hearing this as like a religious thing or as a God thing, that's not what this is. This is true spirit. This is, if you stand at the ocean and you see the beauty of the tides coming in and out, you know that there is something larger in this world that brings love and connection to all human beings. That is what Athena does. She brings ourselves closer with our highest self and all the energy and the love around us. And so she's going to be, you know, leading some activities that I'm going to participate in. And then there's Erin, and Erin is coming, and Erin is a yoga instructor that specializes in love-centered, self-compassionate yoga. There will be an opportunity, and anybody can do it, meaning like if you are experiencing some chronic symptoms and you can't get on the floor, it'll be chair yoga. Or if you want to just lie down and just use your limbs. There's so many different ways. She is the most loving, gentle person you've ever met, and her own ability to lead you towards self-compassion is just striking to me. And that's why I invited them along, because they're going to be supplementing my work with a way to make this a whole experience for you. W-H-O-L-E, your whole self, your wholeness. It's going to be wholesome. And then Caroline is the woman, the therapist, who runs Journal Speak Integrative Specialists, which is the practice I'm beginning to train therapists to do my work. So she's just going to be assisting me in understanding, you know, everyone's needs. I mean, especially if we get a big group together, there's going to be some need to hold space for people. People are going to need how to have a moment to talk to someone. Caroline is going to be there. She's going to be accessible. Even if I'm up speaking, if somebody needs a moment, she'll be able to be there with you. And then, of course, there's Ruthie Lindsay, who is a breathtaking story of living your truth and shining your light through the deepest, darkest space. And I know that people need to hear that. She is just inspiration on two legs. And she heard about my work, realized that she could be an asset. And when she and I contacted one another and started to talk, she realized that she's meant to be at Omega. And so she will be speaking and holding space. And it's really just going to be such a phenomenon of love and connectedness and healing through things that I don't even think I can predict yet. In terms of me and what I'm going to bring, we are going to do real-time journal speak. We are going to answer all your questions. We are going to journey together through the spaces that are hard and difficult. And I will share lots of personal examples and lots of case examples for people to understand how to do this for themselves, how to overcome their resistance, how to be brave in the face of their nervous system that's going to pull up all the stops because it wants to protect you from your own trauma, from your own pain. And I get that. So we're going to do that. I'm cultivating really important lessons now. One on self-compassion that is so important. How to get to that moment of self-compassion and gentleness toward yourself in the moment. To press the pause button on the kind of thinking that leads us in the wrong direction. And there are a lot of teachers that I have studied with over the years, and I'm in the moment of research and getting all that wonderful, rich information that is going to feed your soul. And I'm going to bring that to you because I have a lot of things to say from my own experience, but there are so many teachers that I've studied with that have added to my work in little bits. And I'm going to pick the best of that and I'm going to bring it to you. We are going to have an old school Sarno alumni panel. So like I said, I don't know how many people we're going to get, but if we get enough people to have a real panel, which means four of us on stage and people in the audience being able to ask questions of the panelists and myself, this is what I used to sit on at NYU for years. And it was amazing. The energy of hearing people's stories and relating back and forth and asking your own questions. This is the stuff that heals, you know? I don't think people understand what they need to heal, and sometimes it just hits them in the heart. You know, Oprah calls it an aha moment where you realize, oh man, that's what it was. I didn't predict that was what it was going to be that I needed to hear. It's going to be a lot of that. I think there's going to be a lot of aha fireworks going off in a lot of our brains. We're going to be doing some ceremony, some saying goodbye to the things we don't need anymore, things we've held for so long that have kept us toxic. We're going to meditate together. I'm going to do some guided imagery. It's going to just be so beautiful. And I have all these images for it, and I hope they come true. This is my first opportunity to really headline my own retreat. I get to make all the decisions. We get to do whatever we need to do. And I have beautiful big plans for it. My hope is that I get a big, vibrant group together, because I know that the energy of a big group can really lift us all. And even if it gets big, it's not going to be any less personal. I am in it with you, beyond. And take advantage of this, my first retreat, because I'm going to be more in it than I've ever been in anything, because I am just so excited about this opportunity. I am grateful. I sit in deep gratitude for the fact that Omega has extended me this invitation. Omega is a big deal. It's a retreat center where the most famous, the biggest names in mind-body healing come, and they've extended an invitation to me. So that is something that I am not taking lightly. So I hope that answers some of your questions, because those were the two big ones I got. The location and exactly what it was going to be. I will have a more detailed schedule available to you guys once you sign up that I'm going to be sending out. I'm going to be sending out emails to the group, preparing you, welcoming you. So here's the best I can tell you. If you want to work with me, I get emails constantly of people who want to work with me, and I'm not doing one-on-one work anymore because I have to put my energy toward bringing this message to the global community. But if you want to work with me, this is going to be hardcore working with me. This is going to be 5 days, morning, noon, and night. And plus there's evening activities at night, live music and different offerings in mind, body, spirit. And there's like a beautiful cafe where people sit at night and have coffee and talk under the stars. And I'm going to be in the mix with all you guys. It's going to be great. So I hope you come. If you really want to come, I would really sign up soon, because the accommodations at Omega sell out fast. My retreat, I can't imagine it's going to sell out, because they didn't really give me a cap on the people. And I don't see like 1,000 people rolling in, but I will say, I mean, who knows? But I will say that the accommodations at Omega sell out, and they sell out quick in the summer. So if you want to be part of the whole experience, meaning living on the property, then you should sign up soon. Now, if the Omega accommodations do sell out and you can't live on the property, there's still adorable bed and breakfasts and places to stay nearby, and you can still spend all the days and the evenings with us. I just think it's easier to live there. And so I encourage you not to wait. I promise you it will be worth your while. If you come to Omega and you feel that you haven't transformed, I will be shocked. I think it is going to be a total transformation week. I think I'm going to transform. I think I'm going to change, because you guys heal me as much as I heal you. And that is the capital T truth, beyond. So, okay. Having said that, I am going to bring us on to the interview with Shoshana. We did a brief interview. We had just finished a 45-minute Facebook Live. If you're interested in seeing a longer version of what you're about to hear, go to my YouTube channel, which is The Cure for Chronic Pain on YouTube, and there's a video of a Facebook Live with Shoshana Bean. Shoshana is a beautiful, brilliant Broadway actress. She starred as the Green Witch in Wicked on Broadway when she took over for Idina Menzel. And then she spent 10 years in L.A. doing amazing, beautiful stuff. Her voice is insane. She's so talented, so soulful, and is back now as the lead in the show Waitress, originally written by Sarah Bareilles. And I'm not going to tell too much about what happened because you will hear it in the interview, but she was sick and she was really scared that she was not going to be able to headline this role. And she is doing it. She is doing it brilliantly. She's not sick anymore. So without further ado, I give you me, Nicole, and Shoshana Bean. Okay, so today I am here with Shoshana Bean, and she has become a dear friend, helping her deal with what she has been through, what she's going to tell you. And so, Shoshana, why don't you just tell everyone your story and how we found each other and what's been going on with you?
Well, I'm generally a very healthy person, and I try to, you know, shore myself up with supplements and enough rest and the right foods. And so being sick is not something I think I get like a bad cold like once a year is kind of like my MO. But I got sick in December and was sick for probably about 3 months. And that just was like, I mean, even a month was too long for me. And the fact that I would just be getting over the cold and it would sort of resurface, or another different kind of cold would come. And I had gone to doctors and they assured me it was just a cold. I stayed down in bed for a week at a time, trying to just rest and do nothing to give my body the chance to heal. That wasn't working. I was taking different supplements, different homeopathic remedies. I was doing the thing where you're like, fine, I'm not sick. I'm just going to go about my life. And nothing was working. And then I got a really big job and had to move across country and a huge opportunity, which I needed to be healthy for. I'm a singer for a living. I'm a performer. So I need my body to be healthy. I needed to show up for me and work for me. And I was starting this, you know, taking over in this Broadway show, which is a lot of work and a lot of pressure and a lot of expectation. And I wanted to be able to deliver, and I was still sick. So my friend Ryan Weiss checked in on me just probably to say congratulations or something. And I shared with him how scared and frustrated I was about stepping into this experience, feeling like I couldn't trust my body. And he said, I think you need to talk to my friend, Nicole. And the next day, Nicole and I were on the phone. You and I were on the phone. And you immediately, I think the first thing that just immediately set me at ease was, well, you assured me I was going to be fine. And sometimes that's like all you need to hear. And you told me, you explained to me how primitive our nervous systems are, that they're constantly checking in with us, asking if everything's okay. And I realized 9 times out of 10, I'm probably telling my nervous system, consciously or subconsciously, no, we are not okay. We're not okay. Our plate is full. I'm scared. I'm overwhelmed. I'm tired. I don't want to do this thing. I don't want to have to do that thing. People are tugging at me. No, we are not okay. There's not enough hours in the day. I didn't get enough sleep, you know, whatever the case may be. And I realized what kind of an effect that was having on my body. None of this was like a huge stretch for me to believe. I've always been someone who, you know, believes that the mind-body connection is incredibly powerful. I think sickness and illness and pain and anything that you struggle with physically is a function of, you know, is a function of an emotional or mental state, or an energetic state at least. So this wasn't a big reach for me, but it was a surprise to me to know that I still had so much junk to uncover, which I started the journal speak immediately and couldn't believe when just giving myself 20 minutes in the morning to free write, like how much crap I'm holding on to that I'm not even present to, let alone the stuff that I am actively suppressing, actively not trying to give voice to my fears, actively not trying to complain or throw a tantrum, because that's not what, you know, grown women do, and that's not compassionate, and that's not loving, and that's not mature, and that, you know, all the things, and that's not evolved, you know. So it's been incredibly beneficial to me. I'd say in the biggest way, just to be able to know that whenever any kind of feelings start to arise in me that are negative, so they're stressful or they're anxious or they're fearful, that my immediate reaction is like, we're okay. We're going to be okay. We're okay. And that wouldn't have been the reaction prior. And then the other part is just like knowing whatever I'm chewing on, I can take to the pages, the journal speak. And yeah. And I think one of the coolest things is as we've been working together, you know, you told me, you're like, just because you wake up a certain way doesn't mean that that's what the day is going to be. You wake up, you do your journal speak, and who knows, you may have woken up with no voice to sing in the morning and you did your journal speak and now you're fine. And
which has happened.
It has absolutely happened. Yeah. So it's given me a great tool to process. And I consider myself a really good processor. I consider myself to be very aware of my feelings. And it's been shocking to me that even with that, there's so much else going on under there. So many feelings and thoughts and fears and concerns and stresses and things I'm anxious over that I hadn't even, would never have even given voice to. And that I'm grateful that my body got my attention. And that's what I learned with Nicole is like, I've been thinking my body's betraying me. Anything that's chronic, God, my body's really letting me down. It's really coming for me. It's just like, what a disappointment. I don't trust you anymore. And what I learned from her is it's actually protecting me. It's actually trying to get my attention. And now I know how to decipher or translate what it's trying to tell me. And the access to that is the journal speak.
And, you know, I think it's really important for people to hear Shoshana's story because Shoshana never would have considered herself a person in chronic pain.
No.
She had upper respiratory cold kind of symptoms on and on for 3 months in advance of having to do this show, which she was excited about and ecstatic about, but also terrified. And it's a lot of pressure to be the star of a Broadway show. And so, you know, what's great about this and what I want to spread the message about is that this is not just about if you have back pain or if you have migraines or if you have fibromyalgia, even though this will certainly work for those things, but it's if your body is in a constant state of fight or flight and if you're sick, if you're just sick all the time or if you're exhausted all the time or if you have this if you have an autoimmune disease and the symptoms of that are owning you all the time, then there's a mind-body connection that enters into everything. And that really needs to be understood.
Well, you make a good point. And we went on my Facebook Live today and stuff, and we didn't really talk too much more about any other things. But, you know, some of the conversations that you and I have had have been about, like, my relationship with food and my, mm-hmm. you know, my feelings about my physical body and my weight and all of that. And she's helping me right now with just, like, the fatigue in my voice. So it's not as cut and dry or black and white. I think that everyone has something that a lot of us, we've just kind of learned to live with. You know, I wouldn't have, she said to me earlier today, you wouldn't have heard about my work and been like, ooh, I need that.
Right.
But I have lived with like this sciatica issue off and on for ever, 20 years or so. And I would say that has found its way out of my body doing this work. And it's just something I was like, well, I'm just going to live with that because I have my hips are out of alignment and I danced and had, you know, some bad technique and that's just what I live with. But what I've learned with her is like, it's all got an emotional component.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think that we're moving the microphone back and forth. I'm usually not in the room with the person I'm interviewing. I think that this is something that I want people to understand is that it is so possible for you to live free. And that is something that I think most people, like she said, you know, you just, oh, the sciatica is something because, you know, my mom had it or it runs in my family or I hurt myself when I was young and it never healed. That kind of stuff does not have to be truth. It does not have to be a reality for you. And I think when Shoshana just said before, the symptom imperative is moving, right? So first it was colds and, you know, it took a sciatica run. Ugh. Within the first week.
Jeez, did it.
Yep. It took a sciatica
like
run.
Like woke me up in the middle of the night type of pain.
Yeah.
That was super fun.
And I want to put it out there because I say this all the time. Your body is perfect right now. Her sciatica was perfect. Her throat and issues are perfect. Why? Because she's there. It's your nervous system and your brain are just trying to protect you. It will use anything it can to that you're going to believe. So if for whatever reason, you know, you got a knee problem that you never got and you were like, ugh, whatever, then it wouldn't stay there. But if her throat and her voice mean everything to her right now, it's going to stay there until she says, okay, I hear you. I love you. You know, as you can't see me right now, but I'm putting my hand on my throat and offering it love, because the bottom line is your body is working perfectly. It's you that is resisting its natural protective mechanisms by saying, no, I don't want to think about that. I'm going to go to the doctor, or I'm going to go get another shot, or, you know, whatever it is that your problem is. Whereas if you just gently acknowledge it, believe that this will help you, as you guys hear me all the time, believe, do the work and patience and kindness for yourself, then this is something that can actually transform you rather than keeping you stuck. So I'm trying to think. Oh, I always ask this question, Shoshana. Somebody is out there struggling, right? Most people listening to this podcast are desperate for answers. What advice would you give to somebody who understands that journal speak works, who hears my interviews every other week? I have someone else on. They hear these success stories, like your success story, that you had all these symptoms. Now you're symptom free. You know, yes, you're a human being, so obviously there's still going to be stuff that runs through your system. You know, you're going to have a problem with your throat one day. You're going to have a headache one day, blah, blah, blah. But you're not living in fear. And chronic pain is an epidemic of fear. So if someone's out there and they're starting to get this, but they're like resisting their journal speak, or they feel like this isn't going to work for them, or whatever, what advice would you give to somebody who is out there trying to do this work and trying to better their life and their health?
I'd say I understand and I hear you. I would just say, like, you have nothing to lose. There is no huge commitment here. 20 minutes a day. I mean, I'm doing 40 minutes a day. I'm doing it once in the morning and once at night. Even that is not a huge commitment. And I find that the things that we most resist are the things that we most need. I find myself getting so distracted during my journal speak that I have to turn off the Wi-Fi on my computer and put my phone in another room, because I will find, because what comes up in the journal speak reminds me of people I need to text or an email I need to respond. Like, it reminds me of stuff. But I realize, like, I have nothing to lose. And quite frankly, I have no other options right now. I have no, there's no medicine to try. There's no, you know, there's no other body work I can get done that I haven't already done. There is nothing for me to lose here, only something for me to gain. And so I just encourage you to, like, give it 6 months. Like, I'm very, and I told Nicole this from the outset, I'm very much a result-oriented person. If I commit my time and my energy and I don't see a difference or something's not changing, I'm going to stop. And I'd say just give it a strong 6 months of your energy. You know, at the end of 6 months, I don't do math, but 20 minutes a day for 6 months, what are you going to lose a day of your life?
There's no shot that if you do this for 6 months, you won't see something change. You might not be completely symptom free, but I mean, on my YouTube channel, I have the 28 day challenge. I tell people, I want you to rate your pain, your discomfort, or your illness on a scale of 1 to 10. And then I want you to do this for 28 days and I want you to rate it again. Not one person has ever told me that the rating stayed the same.
You just have to do the work.
You just have to do the work. Yes, you have to show up and do the work, because if you show up and do the work, your nervous system has no choice but to switch from fight or flight to rest and repair, which is what you need to start healing. What you need to start kicking all those systems in your body up that have been suppressed, because your body has been in such fight or flight that it's only worried about keeping your adrenaline up, keeping your cortisol up, so you can survive what? So you can survive your successful career, so you can survive your mother-in-law, so you can... I'm always saying your mother-in-law,
which
is so funny, because I really love my mother-in-law.
Some people don't.
But you know what? It doesn't really matter. The point of the matter is that there's something in your life. There's many things in your life, okay? The reason I tell people to make three lists, childhood, daily life, and personality, is all that stuff is screwing you up, okay? We all have conflict. And if you feel all one way about something, this is something I probably never even said to you, but it's true. If you feel all one way about something or all another way about something, it's not going to cause you pain. It's the conflict that kills.
Oh, okay? You've never told me that.
Yes. And so it's like, you know, there are people that have, like, I can't, you know, everything I'm thinking of is controversial, so I'm just going to shut up. But, like, there's stuff I hate, but, like, you know, I'm trying to not get political.
Like the president?
I'm trying to not get political. But the point is, if you feel all one way about something, it will never keep you up at night. It's human relationships, okay? Your mother,
There's no way you feel all one way or all another way about her. You love her, but you hate her. You appreciate her, but you resent her. You wish she would call you and you wish she would leave you alone. You know, mm-hmm. you wish she loved you more and you wish she would leave you alone. Like, these are the things we struggle with as human beings. And so understand that that kind of stuff, you know, Shoshana got this Broadway show. She's super excited, but she's super scared.
Conflicted.
And that is what causes chronic symptoms. And so your journal speak helps give a voice to that conflict. And you usually come up with, that's what I'm so worried about. Okay, well, you know, it's upsetting, but like, it's not going to kill me. And then miraculously, as we all know, your symptoms fade. And so, I don't know. Any closing thoughts, Shoshana, my love?
No. Just that I'm grateful to have it. I did say in my journal speak this morning, man, my moods are so much more consistent. And I don't know if it's the journal speak or that I'm happy with this gig or what it is, but I'm typically a very moody person. I swing pretty high and low. Excuse me, within a day, you know? And I was writing this morning, I'm like, God, I'm really consistent mood-wise. I'm just like, there's just less of the, like, peaks and valleys.
Yeah,
yesterday was the longest, can I swear on this?
Yes!
It's the longest fucking day. It started at 7 a.m. and it didn't end till 2 a.m. And I knew it was going to be a long day. And I didn't even realize till the end of the day. And then this morning in my journal speak, I just coasted through that day.
There
was no point where I was like, okay, I'm only at 11 a.m. and I still have the this and the that and the this and that. Like, I just coasted and my energy level was really consistent. No peaks and valleys. And I think that that's a function of the work and the function of, like, what I do all day long, which is just like, we're okay. You're okay. We're going to get through it.
Awesome. Well, Shoshana, thank you for being my wonderful special guest today on the podcast.
It is a privilege. Thank you for being my friend.
And I'm so happy to have met Shoshana because there's, like, I have to be honest with you. I do this work. I do this with people all over the world. I do it. However, I often meet people who are very resistant. And to meet a person like Shoshana who is like, dude, let's do this shit. That is just very lovely for me. So I thank you as well.
I love you.
I love you, love you. All right. Until next time, this has been The Cure for Chronic Pain.
Bye.